Time to check in again with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo, the chair of the Quincy Board of License Commissioners, to chat about the November 9th Board of License Commissioners meeting. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
We're okay. We're loving this spring-like weather in November. It's awesome.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Indeed. Full board for the meeting this week?
Yes, there was a full board for the meeting. We got right off at 4 p.m., and I'll go right to agenda item number one. Here in regarding the request of the City of Quincy in the gallery at Kilroy Square for a special use permit, one-day liquor license for their expedition featuring the USS Octopus at 5 p.m. on Thursday, November 18th at 5 p.m., sponsored by the mayor's office. Christopher Walker was unable to be in attendance. This is a private event. Boston Butler is to provide the food and beverage. So that passed 5-0.
You know, I'm going to ask it, Nikki. What? And you might not know, but what is the USS Octopus?
I don't know. I think it's a submarine.
Okay.
Something about a submarine.
Okay. I'm guessing it's going to be on a trailer. It can't be in the water at Kilroy Square. It's a parking garage. So
all I know.
Okay. Fair enough. It's a private event, so we'll have to drive by and glance in and see if we can see it.
Next is agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of Gateway Donut LLC, doing business as Dunkin' Donuts, for a common victual license for the Dunkin' Donuts at 360-364 C Street due to a change of ownership. And Joe Murray was there to speak on that change of ownership. Joe Murray owns the Dunkin' Donuts down on Franklin Street. And he is buying it. So that is contingent on a final inspection by the fire department. There is a couple of small things that they need to check off their list down there for their final permit.
Okay, very good. That was approved.
Paul Clary, owner of the C Street Dunkin' Donuts for as long as I can remember, is selling. I did ask if he was retiring, and in fact, he owns a couple of more Dunkin' Donuts. So we didn't get a straight answer on that. So, but, you know, wished Joe Murray the best, and it's not going to change much.
Okay, very good. Stays local ownership at least. Yep.
And next was agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of Tai Chi Inc., doing business as Tai C, Claire Chen, manager, for a change of license category from wine and malt beverage to all alcohol beverage for the premise located at 6264 Billings Road. In addition, the applicant requests to change the DBA to Tai Chi. And so Claire Chen was there. She is the owner operator, and said that she wanted to change it to Tai Chi so that people would know that she does Asian Chinese cuisine there, and asked for her hours of operation to be extended by 1 hour. So she's 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. now. And that went through 5-0 as well.
Alrighty.
Next, agenda item number four, hearing regarding the request of Automotive Repair Facility Inc., doing business as Vina Automotive Services, for a garage repair license for the premise located at 10 Willard Street. Proposed manager was Mai Tran. Proposed hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8-6, and Saturday, 8-3. Mai Tran was there spoke about Vina Automotive Services and let the board know that she was granted approval by the zoning board May 21st of 2019 and is putting up an 8-foot fence and some bushes and things like that to alleviate some noise, and all the work will be done inside the garage. There was one neighbor on with a question about noise, and that was answered for her. And that went through 5-0. Next was agenda item number 5, which was continued from April 17th, 2021, which was the hearing regarding the request of GB Holdings Mass, LLC, doing business as GoPuff, for a transfer of the all alcohol beverage store license currently held by Smith Inc., doing business as Regal Beagle, for a change of location of the license from 385 Hancock Street to 65 School Street. Proposed manager Niam Siam, proposed hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Sundays. Attorney Joe Devlin was there along with a handful of representatives from GoPuff. If there were any questions, concerns from anyone on the Zoom call, including the board. And Commissioner Casley remembered in the first hearing that there was some issues, concerns with the traffic there. And so the GoPuff group agreed to a right turn only out of the parking lot there at 65 School Street, which we think will alleviate some of the traffic going by the St. John's Church and the senior buildings there. There were some questions. This is a retail shop. They do not sell anything to do with marijuana. This is basically a concept of being able to go on to an app, order groceries, alcohol, anything, health and beauty aids, anything that you can really think of to be delivered. And that's one of their big concepts is the delivery aspect of this. You will be able to go in order, but it will be something that will be packaged and brought out to you. It's not a place where you're going to go in and go shopping.
Not like a retail setting. Yeah. I remember Commissioner Duca had some questions about whether or not it was a fulfillment center rather than a retail operation. Was that addressed?
It was. They worked offline on that.
Okay.
From the August 17th date until up until I believe it was last week, and fulfilled the requirements of the retail use.
Okay, very good.
And so that went through 5-0.
It did go through. Okay.
Yeah.
Did they say when they might open up, Nikki?
No, they didn't. They're definitely going to do some work on the outside of the building, aesthetics and things like that.
Okay.
Before they open.
Okay, very good.
Next was agenda item. And it does, of course, have to go to the state to be approved by the ABCC as well.
Gotcha. Okay.
A late item to the agenda was number 6, hearing regarding the request of Rural Lodge of Freemasons Quincy for a 1-day liquor license for a Celebration of Life event at the Masonic Temple at 20 Greenleaf Street on November 17th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Food and beverage will be provided by Family Crest Catering. This is a private event but no open bar. So the caterer wanted to put it on for a 1 day license to sell alcohol beverages there that evening. And that went through 5-0 as well. And our next hearing will be on November 23rd.
Okay. Keeping things busy, busy here in the month of November for sure. Speaking of busy, busy, what's next in the city clerk's office now that the city election's over? I'm guessing the state election.
Yeah. We're going to have to start working on our new street indexes and getting all of that situated for January 1st. So once we get all that data, we have to manually put it into our VRIS system that corresponds with the state and the city and the RMV and get that going. And once we do that, we'll send out probably a notice through QATV, through the Quincy Sun, and then later on in the year, send the notices right to the voters and residents, letting them know of their new ward and precinct and where they vote.
Okay, good. And will they also know what state representative district they're into, or does that come separately from the state?
I'm not sure really how that's going to work yet. We're talking with the state about that, but we haven't finalized that yet.
Okay, excellent. Thanks a lot, Nikki. Great to talk to you.
Okay, Joe. Nice to talk to you as well.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.